Sunday evening at the Portsmouth. And we discussed three things over the last couple of months. On Wednesday night, Father Gabriel asked the question, am I living a prodigal life? We often read this parable of the prodigal son, and it's very easy to be critical of the way that he conducted himself. But the question that sort of Father Gabriel asked is, am I more similar to the prodigal son than I initially realized? And he defined prodigal in sort of more modern ways. It's, yes, it's, you know, committing adultery and murder, all those evil things. But there's a lot more than that. So he spoke about three things based on something from the Epistle of James. He spoke about covetousness. So if I covet and I want somebody else's position, somebody else's wealth, somebody else's possessions, so if I covet it, then maybe I'm a bit more similar to the prodigal son than I realised. He spoke about corruption. So am I deceitful? Am I lying? Am I not giving to people what is due to them? And he also spoke about... can you guys hear us? All right. Matt, put the microphone to that. Okay. Can you... Michael, can you hear us?
So beautiful to know many our Lord, and by knowing the heart of the Father in heaven, we always come back to him, because we know that he is a very kind heart. The key point that the prodigal son come back to his father, the word that he says that in my father's house, there are many servants and they are eating and they are happy. So how come I don't come to that, my father's house? Also, maybe the rule of the church and the rule of our Christianity is to get to know the Father in heaven and to get to know how is the quality of the Father in heaven. And that makes this parable is a very important parable, that it gets us to know the heart of the Father and the quality of the Father. So that all the time we miss him because we cannot find someone like him. Exactly the same like the people who love Jesus, who read about Jesus in the Bible, who know about all the miracles that Jesus has done, and they know about the heart of Jesus, how he was so beautiful with the Samaritan woman, and how he was so beautiful with the lady caught in sin, and how he was so beautiful with the right thief. By knowing that, they love Jesus very much, and they say that we cannot find any human being like Jesus. This is exactly the aim of the Lord by saying this parable of the prodigal son, is to let us know the heart of the Father. This is exactly what the Lord would like to achieve by that we know how is the heart of God, how is the heart of the Father. I think that I'm going to waste my time and not saying the part I'm saying and I'm waiting for Abuna. Probably Abuna I'm going to start and then I will go to the second part after Abuna.
Number one, did his dad ask him, where did you lose the money? Did he rebuke him, saying, you took my money and went? Did he even comment on his brothers, saying that he lost his money with prostitutes or something like that? Nothing like that. The father did nothing like that. It's all what he did, present, giving him. And that is the main reason that the boy returned there. He knew that's the nature of my father. When I come back to him, he received. Yesterday I received a comment from one of the youth in our church that he did the simple thing. And then he returned back to God, and the Lord filled his heart with joy. I said, it's very strange. I thought that the Lord would punish me. On the contrary, the instant that I returned back with the feeling of repentance, the Lord filled my heart with joy. Then I told him that's exactly the prodigal son story. That when the boy returned back to his dad has to prove to him that you'll be happy. The thing is that for me, you will be happy. Trust me, says the Father. Come back to me and you will never suffer. If you think that you will be robbed from the joy of sin, no, no, I have a much better joy that I can give you. I repeat this because really my own experience and the experience of many people is like that. When we live in sin, we have a little attraction. Like if someone, say, go dancing and drinking and enjoying a relationship with the other gender, there's a lot of attraction in that, a lot of amusement. Like if you do that on, say, Saturday or Saturday or Friday, you have a lot of attraction that when Friday will come, such that I go and do it. In the instant that you think that I stop that and go back to church, maybe the devil will come to you and say, the joy of life is over. It will be miserable life. Look at the shape of people in the church. You don't look very joyful. So the parable designed by the Lord Jesus Christ is saying exactly the reverse. Once you are back, you see something that you didn't know. You didn't know how joyful it is to live in repentance. You don't know how can I give you what I can give you. Because when we return back to the Lord, He gives us something that the world cannot give. I went to the monastery 2 weeks ago, confessing to you there and the Abuna that I was very disturbed or something. So I went hoping to have a little peace. And staying with some of the monks there, I got a peace on their faces, on the joy that is on their face. They are not joyful. For what? They live in isolation, they don't have money, they don't have bank accounts, they don't have cars, they don't have anything. And they are very joyful. Because what they receive from the Lord, the world cannot give, which is the inner peace. You may enjoy the simple situation like the prodigal son with his friends with the money. He must have had some time that looked as if he is enjoying the time with friends and money. And as his brother said, with prostitutes. We don't know actually if his brother is correct or not. If he's accusing him wrongly or not. But anyway, it looks as if he enjoyed his time. But he didn't. He was not. He was filled with void. There's something in his heart that definitely annoyed him. And he longed to return back to his dad. And when he returned back to his dad, the main thing is that he didn't say to him, why did he do that? Not only the Catholic son, read the whole New Testament. Read the stories of repentance that happened with every person. Did the Lord Jesus Christ ask anyone of them, why did you sin? Did the Lord rebuke anyone? He didn't. It's very strange, actually. I said that story to some of you before I repeat it, and then I stopped attacking you. Abuna, could you compare with something? It was actually a married young lady that came to me a number of years ago, and she embarrassed herself to death by saying that she committed adultery. But she didn't use that term, adultery. She just explained what happened in a way that I should understand that she committed adultery. Then I told her the Lord will give you the wisdom, the Lord will reward you richly. You'll be very, very happy. Then she said, Father, you didn't understand me. I committed adultery. I said, I understood. Then she said, then how come you say that the Lord will give me a present and make me happy? I would expect you to speak about punishment. But I said, no, it's not his nature. It's definitely not his nature. She said, you say, I've been happy. I said, yes, because you embarrassed yourself. You didn't come. Or it's very genuine. It's not easy for her to do that, to expose her mistake in that courage and declare it. She loves God to that extent that I may be embarrassed, but I like God to be happy with me. Then she came to me after some time and she said exactly what you said happened. The Lord rewarded me beyond expectation. The Lord gave me many things. And this is the message for all of us. If you repent about something that you think that is giving you joy, and you tremble for it, then the Lord is responsible to give 100-fold of the joy. It's a promise from Him that He is capable to do it. If you sacrifice any type of fun or any type of enjoyment in order to repent, the Lord is responsible to make this rewarded by 100-fold. And the prodigal son parable shows that. Look at the joy that the boy got. He got party, he got presents. The father slaughtered the second calf, which is the most precious thing that he waits for the best guest to come. That's the best guest. And when his brother was upset, the father told him this, joy. Understand? That's joy. Your brother was dead and now he's alive. We have to be joyful. If the Father will be joyful, if the Heaven will be joyful, then of course you will be joyful by your repentance.
I hope that you understand us about the three things, the room, the ring, and the sand. And while I was trying to prepare something to talk to you about tonight, I put three things about the symbol of using the three gifts, the roof, the ring, and the center. And my mind started to think about the three, and then I came to the same word that I would say, the joy of repentance. This is what I decided to talk about. And since I'm the about this topic, so I don't have much to say about that. But this is exactly. This is a good sign that the Lord is would like to send this message. Exactly what came to my mind to talk to you about is the joy of repentance. That means that person repent, and he has to be happy, and he has to bring joy to him. When you read this part in Arabic, the words come flowing of joy when the father told his servants, bring so and so and so and so and so. Someone is very happy. And he would like to bring a lot of gifts, exactly the same as when my son or my daughter graduate with a good degree, and I would like to make a big party. So I may go and buy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. It's not one gift, it's not enough. 5 gifts are not enough, but I would like to make it very joyful. And when you read this parable, when the bear saw his son coming back, he started telling the servants, bring 1, 2, 3, 4, many, many things has to be brought. Once the dad is happy, I imagine very much if I'm happy in my family, I would make my family happy. And if a very big boss is happy with his company, he can make more people happy. The whole company are going to be happy. And if the prime minister of the country is very happy because the country wins something, he can give a gift or can give every day to the whole country. So the whole country can be happy. So when the Lord is happy, he can make a lot of people around are happy. And this is exactly the meaning of the parable. And it says in verse 24 that the whole house was happy. The father was happy, the son was happy, the servants were happy. And this is when the Lord is happy about the repentance. And this reminds me of the Samaritan woman. You know what's happened with the Samaritan woman? When she starts softening her heart, when she talks to Jesus, and when she starts repenting, the whole city became happy. And they asked the Lord to stay with them a couple of days. And when the Lord stays in a city a couple of days, the whole city was happy. And the whole city was blessed. A source of joy is repentance. When we repent, there is a source of joy. When the right thief repented on the cross, he said to the Lord that I am a sinner, forgive me, and I regret what I have done, joy came to the heart of the right thief. When the chaos on the tree went up then out of joy of the chaos, no one, I don't think that the chaos planned to give up his money. If this thought comes into his mind before leaving the house, he wouldn't leave the house because he was a very rich person. And he was not thinking even four folds of what he has taken from people. But he was very, very happy that the Lord visited him in the house. And when the Lord visited him in the house, he decided out of joy, out of happiness, that I'm going to give half of my money. Because he was very happy. When a person is happy, he's generous. When the person is happy, he's ready to give. So the Zacchaeus was extremely happy when he repented. The money was easy for him to be given because he was very happy of repentance. A couple of months ago, a person came to me and he told me a strange story. And the story says that I miss the joy of happiness. And I told him, what do you mean by you miss the joy of happiness? He said, many years ago when I was youth, at that time, at the school, they were handing the high school some CDs with bad movies, very wrong movies, very sexual things. And he said that I used to have these CDs, couple of CDs that include this type of stuff. And after visiting his confession father, and his confession father talks to him, he decided to get rid of these CDs. So he went, he broke all the CDs and gave them in the rubbish bin. And he said that it was not easy for me because I used to enjoy what I'm watching, but it was very sinful. It made out of me a sinful person. My mind was not holy. My heart is not holy. So talking to my confession father, he convinced me that the only way to do is to get rid of these CDs. That every time you go to confession, it stays 1 week, but the CD is there. So he pull again. So he get rid of them. And he said that the joy I had after getting rid of these CDs was very, very beautiful. I still remember that I had a lot of peace and a lot of joy after I break all these CDs and put them in the rubbish bin. It's a joy that I experienced was beautiful after getting rid of that CD. And he said that I would like to taste this joy once more. I couldn't have the same joy once more in repentance. But he has different type of joy. But this very strong action of a youth taking care of his purity and getting rid of some materials, because this material is very tempting. It reminds me nowadays of a person who knows that if I go to my bedroom having my iPad with me, and in my mind I'm going to check my email, or I'm going to do some work, but being at my room at night, having the iPad in front of me, checking my email, this will can get me into some size that is not good, that's not proper. So he decided that, for example, during Lent, I will never have my iPad with me into my room. The room will be iPad-free or computer-free. My room won't have this one. And this is an action of repentance. If I do that, the Lord is going to compensate me with a lot of joy. Believe me, the joy that the Lord can give you when you decide to change, when there is something wrong you have and you decide to change, the Lord is going to give a lot of joy with you, because anyway, I would say this parable is invented by the Lord. The Lord is telling us the status of the prodigal son when he comes back to the Father, when he decides to change. If you decide to change, the Lord is going to give you a lot of joy inside your heart. Try that. Please try this experience. Something bad in my life, and I'm going to change it. I decide to change to be a good person. And the Lord is going to compensate you with a lot of joy inside your heart. I was reading a book today and it came about fasting, which is having a change, a decision that I change. Not fasting only to change the type of food, but to change things in me. And this person put a couple of things that I would like to read, these things for you. The first thing is said, if you'd like to change through fasting, go and reconcile with someone that is for a longer time. You hate this person, or you don't have a nice relationship with this person. If you'd like to change during the Lent, if you haven't seen your confession father for some longer time, please go and see your confession father. Let him bring absolution for you. If you'd like to change in the Lent, go and delete any bad movies from your computer or your I thought anything that is not suitable to believe them and offer the Lord holy them. If you'd like to change during Lent, have more respect to your parents. Listen to them and say yes, obey, and try to serve them. If you'd like to change during the Lent, worship the Lord more. Be more serious in reading your Bible. Besides that, I read my Bible every day, that I pray more. If you'd like to change during Lent, know the Lord more. Come to church more. Spend some more time in the church. Have been courageous to come more to the meetings in the church. Thanks to God that in the church here we have many extra meetings and times during the Lent, so that encourage to come more and to change. Change the time you spend outside the church, outside the relationship with God, to some time in the church. This is a beautiful book that a person wrote, is how to make the Lent is an effective time in our life by change. Change something bad in you. I'll stop here and leave it to Mark to talk about that.
I think that the parable of the prodigal son has many beautiful messages for us, but one in particular in relation to what the son received after the robe, the ring, and the feathered calf is the gift of forgiveness. You know, in life, God grants us many gifts. He grants us families, he grants us the church, he grants us job, study, success. Many gifts he gives us in life, and they all give a certain amount of joy. But I believe the greatest gift that God gives us, and sometimes we don't appreciate it enough, is the gift of forgiveness. No joy, there's no gift that is greater than joy, more than the gift of forgiveness. And you see it so clearly in the life of his prodigal. He was at a certain state, no money, ripped clothes, and it got replaced with a beef robe. Dirty hands, trying to eat from the food of the swine, got replaced with a ring on his hand. Eating from the food of swine got replaced by eating from the feathered calf. So you see the contrast that took place. Imagine the joy he would have experienced. And so the gift of forgiveness of the Lord gives us is something that is so easy. He offers it just like that. And so something that we must appreciate and enjoy. You know, I may have told you this story before, but I ran into one of my friends from uni after I was being a priest. And he was an Indian guy, he was Hindu. And so I asked him how's things going, and he told me I'm not very good. I said, what happened? He said that I got married, and unfortunately I got divorced. And I feel horrible about that. Because in Hinduism, divorce is considered a sin. So I said, well, you know, isn't there any sort of system of forgiveness that you can move on? A sin is taking place, but you're meant to forgive us, right? He said, no, in Hinduism, there's no forgiveness. Beautiful. And it made me appreciate in Christianity, it's all about forgiveness. Nothing I've done will make me feel bad, will make me feel guilty, because the Lord offers me that forgiveness just like that. I felt like telling him that when we should consider Christianity, we master in forgiveness. This is what it's all about. And so this message of the prodigal son makes it very clear to us that forgiveness is a joy. Forgiveness is a gift that is offered. And so if I'm wise, I will take that gift. I'll take it upon me. I'll rush every time I sin, I rush my confession, Father, and take the forgiveness. Why? Why not take it? It's there for us for free. And so we can take it very easily. I just want to think a little bit about the fatted calf you do. You know that the concept of the fatted calf is they'll have lots of livestock, but there'll be one in particular they will keep to the side, and they will give it a special diet. The aim of that diet would be to make it really fat. So that when the feast, they would slaughter about a calf and it would be a very flavorsome meal because it's so big and fat. And they would focus on this calf. Sometimes I feel like I'm about a calf in the same house priest. You're losing weight and I'm gaining weight. the only observations the priests tell them, oh, the monks are parish to eat. And they actually believe them. They start force feeding. One time, Zedek Allison, the lady literally sat next to me, and she took my spoon and started feeding me. So you can't blame them putting my weight. But there'll be one that will be the favorite part. They will insist on making it big so that the celebration has for a special feast, only for a special feast, if they still deserve it. And the Lord wanted to make it clear to us that this special feast in heaven would be the return of the sin, would be repentance. So the greatest feast that you could maintain this out of card for would be for repentance. And so every time we return to the Lord, it's as if God is taking this out of card, slaughtering it for us in celebration. And what is this out of card today? The New Testament. Any ideas? Today's favorite card is the Eucharist in the Holy Liturgy. That when we return to the Lord and we receive that forgiveness and we live a repentant life and change the way we are here directly, when we come to the church, the Eucharist is offered to us as this favorite card that is stored for us in celebration. And so the Eucharist becomes the greatest joy after our return to the Lord and partake of Him. This gift is offered for all of us.